All right, video games.
Video games. Video games. That's
what
gonna
kind
be
of
the,
video games. Old school.
Any of them. Okay, let's sit here and talk. Who, like, what was your first video game, or your video game console?
My first one.
My first legit one was the PlayStation 2.
Mine was Super Nintendo.
I mean, I had a Super Nintendo, but I think it was after the fact, to be honest. No, you had a Dreamcast, didn't you?
No.
I know I wanted a Dreamcast.
I never got nothing. First, I was told I was too old to have one.
You had a PlayStation 1, I know.
We had a PlayStation 1. That's what I started out with. But after we got that, we actually went back and got a Nintendo 64.
Yep.
Man.
I had one of those.
I had a GameCube. Of course, original Xbox, PlayStation, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, all the Xboxes.
See, I went PlayStation 2, and then when I went PlayStation 2, I went to Xbox, and Xbox 3, or
360.
360, yeah.
Yeah.
I never looked back. PlayStation, I hated the control. I hated
it too, man. I didn't like the controls on all
PlayStation?
Of them, man.
Xbox won me.
My older brother, he's PlayStation. He won't play, he won't mess with Xbox. Xbox, the controllers, I got big hands, man. And that's why I like their controllers, because my hands fit around them. When I play on the PlayStation, my fingers hit, and I can't.
100%.
That's all that is. It's just preference.
You know what's the worst controller ever made?
I'm curious.
Nintendo 64.
Wow, that's the best controller. The Rumble Pack was the shit.
But they could have did better with the
joystick. Not for what they had, because the joystick was not needed for anything other than under-direction.
That was before their time, man.
You can look up ones better now. You got the joystick on the side.
Yeah. You can order. I mean, you can go and order your own cut. You can build your own controllers.
Wasn't that the first one? That was the first one.
I've seen people like make controllers out of like straw. You know, for people that are paraplegic, they'll do it. You know, you can do about anything.
Hey, this is something cool.
What? Another knife?
Okay. Yes. It's a Leatherman.
Oh, really?
See on the back. Push that open. And there's all your multi-tools. One-handed.
Huh.
And then you take it and you got an actual knife blade on it.
Different.
It's pretty awesome. Piata, piata.
Yeah,
piata.
Good, yeah.
No, I'm... I'll take this bottle, though.
I like the one you had yesterday, man.
Which one?
Crayon
one with
roll.
The, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
That one just feels good, man, in your hand.
I agree, 100%.
That one. Let me see that one again. Yeah, y'all used to play Xbox. I remember y'all had parties, like Xbox.
Dude, we had
Halo
LAN
parties.
Dude, man, I wish I knew y'all when I was younger.
I didn't do it.
Like, we'd get all night. It would be my mom was a caterer. So, literally, there would just be fried food galore on standby.
Do you remember when you had to pull me off core, you and Hilton? Because of football game, we just playing
jackass. Y'all are both jackass.
How was I jackass?
You're both jackasses.
He's the one that called me asshole and bitch and all that shit.
Well, you are an asshole.
I am, but I can take it if you can play it with me. But when you get real with me, I mean, we're gonna get real.
I've never been into the sports games.
I mean, I like football college. I liked
the college one, but I was really too young to play it, and so I mean, I didn't understand it. You know this. I didn't play football, so I didn't really. I didn't care about that, you know.
Fair
I was a kid. I care about GTA, you know. GTA 3.
See, when I was young, I understood the plays, the formations.
Yeah.
And stuff, so.
Well, you're a little bit older than I am.
Fair enough. But hell, football has been an old ass sport.
I know.
Football's been around for a long time.
When you're a little kid, you don't know that stuff. You gotta get taught it.
Yeah.
What football?
I mean, you know me. I love football. It was my life. But
yeah, you were about hurting our kids. I had him coaching football with me, and he was literally throwing kids into each other. Wham!
No.
One dude started crying, and he laid out. I was like, dude, you hurt like the best player on the team.
Yeah, my boy.
Hey, they turned out to be a badass team.
Yeah,
that
kid moved away because of you.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he lives in Arkansas now.
No, he didn't run out.
I swear.
No. Okay, when did he move?
Like that year.
That day after you did that?
No.
For real. I'm serious. I wouldn't lie.
But no, the Xbox, the original Xbox console, I hate it. The original Xbox console. I don't know why I hated it.
I hated it because there wasn't.
The controller was a monster.
Yeah, it was.
That big bastards of a spaceship didn't control. No, Other than that,
man, Halo.
I didn't hate
Halo
it.
Came out.
But
that was where I really started gaming.
When 360 came out, was when I got into it. And all the good games on the Xbox original console came out on a disc available for 360. So that kind of won me over. And that's
you know what makes me madder than anything?
An Xbox?
No, no, no. But yeah, an Xbox, yes. Even though I love them, but
yeah,
they make them too quick. They don't make them. They try to push them out too fast.
What are you trying to do? You trying to bring that thing all the way down? Aren't you?
I'm trying to get low.
I'm mad because they don't do the co-op games anymore in the local co-op. It's ridiculous. Like split screen.
I mean, they do custom games, so I mean, that's kind of the same.
Yeah, I know, but what happens if just the internet just goes out and you got your buddies over and you're like, it's his turn.
You still got an Ethernet port in the back. You can
hook up different.
But still, though, it was.
Do a local custom lobby, you can still do four player side by side.
Yeah, I know, but still.
But it's a couple more steps.
The concept of it, you know, what if you had, like, me and my brother, man, we were twins. Like, we only had one Xbox. That's what we did. We played co-op.
I think it was an upgrade. Let me tell you why. Because they made it to where all the customization stuff that you could do online, you can now do offline. It just takes a couple more steps.
Daniel thinks the internet's evil.
No, so, I don't think the internet's evil. I just don't have it ran in my house yet.
Yeah. I mean, that's
I think cable and stuff. I mean, this is what I'm talking about, like cable and stuff.
At this
and
point,
social
the
media.
Xbox is a brick unless you have internet. And it literally was planned to be a literal brick when it first came out, unless you had internet. And they had to relent on that.
I like it. This is the first one I've ever had.
The Xbox?
It's good, man. I like the format.
I paid $150 for it.
It's easier to see and stuff. It's easier to just go through. They did it. I think they did better with that. And that's, of course, because it's Microsoft. And I think we're kind of used to seeing Microsoft.
Yeah. But me personally, I think they have better customized. Because I used to have the Modern Warfare 3 Xbox 360 for the longest time. The Slim. I had the custom one. The Modern Warfare 3 one.
Yeah.
And that was my longest one because it was like a half a terabyte.
Yeah, I've seen that. You know, I've seen more people with that one that
the
had it on.
One?
Yeah.
Where it had the little button that sounded like the grenade when you hit it and turn it on.
Yeah.
That was the Xbox?
360.
We had that one. But I take that back. We did have an Xbox 360.
I thought y'all had a PlayStation.
We had a PlayStation, too.
I was going to say, you were always a PlayStation baby.
But, I mean, I got two more PlayStations in there.
That's the way I am with Xbox.
PlayStation 4, Xbox. I got Oculus. Then went all down.
That rabbit hole's deep.
Yeah, but it's fun.
You'd be better off getting a console. Like, not a console, but like an actual built-in
PC. That's my next step.
That's what we've been talking about that, man. My older brother, he's all into PC, and he builds his own computers.
You can do a lot more with a lot less than a PC.
Oh, yeah. And everything.
It's more reliable, too. I mean,
and you can play with your Xbox controllers
on
that.
First on the PC.
Yeah.
I want the top of the betas. Line. I want about a $5,000-$6,000.
That's not top of line.
That's put together.
Hey, I can tell you a website where you can build one literally and pay payments on it. Like, you can build it to your customization, and they'll, when you pay it off, when you hit half, they'll start building it.
Really?
Yep. Build it to your liking, and it's got, like, customized lights and stuff. You can make it do RGB.
Oh, yeah, and that's how my brother's is. He's got lights all in it. It's got clear sides on it, and they all just
like
all lights
that stuff
up.
You used to have to do on your own. After, you can do that and order it. Like that.
Why wouldn't I know somebody around here that just knows how to build one?
I mean, that's cool, but then you got to get the stuff and buy it yourself.
You got to know what to buy.
You can find places online that'll build it for you, and they're not making a whole lot because they do it so streamlined, and they just get their parts ordered in, shipped in, boop, 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 and out the door.
I'm sitting there looking at you with that mic. I'm wondering if I could stick that thing way up here and turn that sun gun upside
straight
down.
It's very possible because I could do this right here.
Yeah.
Just spin it around and turn it upside down.
Spin the mic around in there, and then you just turn it upside down.
It should be facing you.
Boogity, there you go.
He ain't wearing no clothes.
Oh, just they call him the freak.
Man, you know nobody knows that stuff anymore.
Shit, Ray Stevens was my
job. Ray Stevens was the shit, man. Okay. That's what I grew up watching.
The squirrel went to church.
Do you ever watch his the live shows and performances?
Back in the day, him and Red Skelton, my dad used to
My dad, yeah.
You know, the only thing that bothers me about that is that side you're talking in don't pick up on the...
That's what I'm saying. You got to flip the whole mic around.
Do-da. How about that?
Yeah, that works.
Look at that now. Look at that works. Shit. Now we got some going on. Some omnidirectionals.
I was thinking about maybe...
That was easy.
Yeah. Well, we was talking earlier before you got here. We was thinking about maybe putting that behind the desk. Or he was talking about getting a wall mount.
I mean, yeah, and you can do that because that could be your display, like as far as your deal setup.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all depends on how you want that constantly running because you could do a constant screensaver in the back unless you need it.
Oh, and I thought about doing it with our shirts off.
No. I'm going to get a no on that. Yeah.
But how awesome would that be? They'd be like, what are these dudes doing?
They'd be like, look, these motherfuckers.
The Flabby Titty Committee said no.
Well, that's just you.
Exactly.
He used to be him. Now he's got to do push-ups.
He used to could, don't pay the bills.
Mm-hmm. I watched that Don Lemon's thing today.
Did you watch the updated version of the speech?
I did.
What speech?
The one that I sent you.
I'm going to go ahead.
No, you only sent me a video of that dude singing.
No, it wasn't. No. I sent you a speech, too.
Yeah, it was. Who was it, Patrick Henry?
John Ward. Patrick Henry's speech, but John Ward did it as an updated, today version.
I'm on. We're going to look at it here in a minute.
You
going to play it?
Play it on here? Yeah. Play it on here.
He probably won't strike it, so. It's, yeah. Because he's pretty awesome as a creator.
Yeah.
But it's an updated today's verbiage type of speech, and he goes through and he highlights the parts of the speech that he's actually saying in that part. It's pretty cool.
What is the name? It's Patrick Henry.
John Ward.
Oh, John Ward.
John Ward's the name of the guy that created it. Patrick Henry's speech modernized.
Patrick.
Give me liberty or give me death speech modernized.
Henry. Give me liberty.
Yeah. Speech and just put speech and search it.
Yeah, you can hear the rain.
Mm-hmm.
These mics pick up pretty far.
Like the rain.
Purple rain.
I like that mic's hard lemonade, son.
I got to click in just see if it gets
it. Does it go?
There it is. Oh, no.
Yes,
man, I can't remember my son in.
Here, go to mine.
All right, this is
John Ward.
John Ward, give me liberty, give me death.
Patrick Henry, give me liberty.
Yeah, whatever.
Speech modernized.
Let's see. Pretty good stuff. From what I heard.
After hearing all of his arguments from the British loyalists, he delivered a speech.
The 1775 Virginia Convention will now recognize the gentleman from Studley, Virginia.
This is if that speech happened
Patrick
today.
Henry. Listen, bitches. You say you're all patriots and I respect it. Now excuse me while I shit all over your stupid faces, because I don't give a fuck anymore. This ain't reality TV. We are in the shit. There is a war on for your mind.
Real
so
talk.
Fuck your feelings, because shit's about to get real. I am going to absolutely shit on you farm animals with a capital T truth. That ain't discrimination. You're all equally worthless. It's that not dump trucking truth poop on you bald apes would make me literally guilty of treason. And not just against America, but against God himself and his one true son, that most gnarly of good shepherds who once rolled into his own corrupted temple and said, "They there frauds, I don't have anything to sell, but I did bring some free samples of this whip." Now, I get that it's normal for people to hope for the best. I mean, I don't get it personally because I'm not a pussy, but I did see a thread about it one time on Twitter. Stare long enough into the cattle feeder, and the cattle feeder stares also back into you. But y'all just keep sitting there saying, "Well, that's the best I can do." Losers are always whining about their best. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen. I may be in the shit, but I ain't scared of it. You can gaslight me all you want. I trust my own fucking eyeballs over your lying lip queefs and mouth farts. I've seen 4 years of bullshit propaganda. Gee, I wonder what's gonna happen next. Why in the actual fuck are any of you still playing cooch masseuse for a tyrannical party that is literally burning the country to the ground? Is it because your virtue signaling gets you one more day of peace and job security?
Don't believe the hype.
You are worth way fucking more than being the coolest kid on the short bus. Ask yourself, for every day your Facebook account survives, real buildings, real businesses, and real people are being totally fucking destroyed. Now, is rioting, looting, and burning an act of love or an olive branch? Are we such pieces of shit that we have to be herded by fear and intimidation? Quit lying to yourself. These are acts of war in pursuit of our enslavement. It is what the left does.
Exactly right.
So I ask you, buttheads, if the riots and censorship and intimidation isn't a declaration of war, what the fuck is it? The fuck else do you think it could be? Do Democrats have some kind of enemy other than Americans hidden in the United States that they've organized some kind of fucking Caddyshack gopher hunt to keep the grass green? No, morons. We are their enemy. We are their very much intended target. Nah, but maybe we should just keep reasoning with them. Fuck that noise. We've been doing that for 4 fucking years. Is there anything that hasn't been said? Any new logic to try? Anything more to cede to the mob? I didn't think so. We have tried every possible reasonable and peaceful conversation, and it's done jack fucking shit. Should we just keep sending our kids to schools that make them stupider? Keep paying millionaires to disrespect us? Keep consuming media that tries to indoctrinate us with hilarious garbage? Quit lying to yourself. Stop feeling bad about standing up. We have tried every single defensive, pacifist strategy that exists and has ever existed. We followed social media guidelines. They make new ones and enforce them unfairly. We made new platforms. They cut them off at the knees with collusion and censorship. And it's not just that our appeals are ignored. They actually bring on even more violence, more doxing, more harassment, more bullshit. Quit lying to yourself. If you want freedom, you're gonna have to actually fucking participate. This doesn't make you a piece of shit or violent or intolerant. You have no choice. It was taken from you. Some people say, some losers, some defeatist concern trolls, that Google and Twitter and Facebook and all that stupid shit owned by billionaire virgins, that they're too big, too strong, have too much control, and we are too weak and helpless to do anything about it. But if that's true, especially if that's true, that they get bigger and more rapey every day, then we will never be stronger than we are right now. What do you think? How long until Sergeant Turforka of the San Francisco Thought Police shows up at your door? How long until Mustache McMouth Breather LCSW comes to take your kids away? How long until even your own home is the property of the corrupt state? Will we save ourselves by just sitting around rubbing our buttholes with TikToks? By painting a bullseye on our ass cheeks and doing yoga? What a bunch of bullshit. In this country, we are not p***s. If you live here, one way or another, your thug-ass baller fucking great-grandparents survived a rowboat across an ocean, or bear punching across an ice bridge, or slavery by white leftists, slavery by black leftists, famine, religious persecution, and Taylor Swift's music just to fucking get here. That's where you come from, you wild fucking animals. 300 million people comprised solely of the descendants of that one guy in every town who is so fucking out of control that he has to just fucking leave before he boredom murders the goat herd he was born into, because freedom. That's something Google and the mainstream media and the Democrats, but I repeat myself, will never be able to conquer. And we're not on our own. As history has shown that liberals are liars, so too has it shown that every time the horned anus of the underworld gets a little too arrogant, a large and suspiciously cock-shaped hammer of goodwill shatters the sky and falls upon it and butt-fucks it back to where it belongs. Understand, this fight isn't just for big, beefy, boss-rootin' motherfuckers who enjoy WWF elbow-dropping, ambiguously gendered land whales. We need citizen journalists, activists, live streamers, comedians, filmmakers, writers, athletes, preachers, thinkers, artists, trolls, poets, scientists, blue-collar, white-collar, men, women, straight, gay, who gives a f***? It doesn't matter what you see when you look between your actual legs, but that when you look between the spirit legs of your base soul, you see two giant metal freedom testicles swinging like the pendulum of absolution. We have no choice. And even if we were stupid enough to want freedom to be a choice, it's too late for that. It's win or die. The time is now. Bring that fucking shit on. There will be no peace. Quit lying to yourself.
That's
our
what
brothers
I've been
and
saying.
Sisters are already fighting and dying for us. So why are we sitting here bullshitting? What the fuck do you want? You want to live forever? Being alive is so fucking awesome that it's worth being a slave just to slurp polluted oxygen and chug estrogen burgers? I don't know about you, but as far as I can tell, thanks to leftists, life fucking sucks. Fuck that. I don't know or care what you're gonna do, and that's the whole fucking point. I'm doing this for me. Give me liberty, or give me death.
Damn. All right.
And fuck you.
And fuck you.
Yeah.
I like his give me liberty or give me death speech.
Rendition there.
Yeah.
And it's crazy if you sit there and walk through, he highlights it on the actual document, like what he's mimicking. And
that's the thing. That's the thing. People don't think that's the way they taught back then. Like that was very outspoken. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're sitting there talking about.
You think they was like, fuck you.
Well, they knew they were going to die, man. Like, they knew as soon as they said something, because they had King George, you know.
You think they was sitting there like, man. You know, cussing each other out in the middle. No, it was very. When they sat down and did that stuff, they was very polite to each other, but basically said, we're going to politely kill you, you know, if you don't like it. It wasn't just cussing each other out like that.
We're going to politely slice you up.
Yeah.
No, but that's. I mean, that's today's terminology, though.
Yeah.
So.
But that would work.
Thing is, if you're trying, like well, one. Thing is, if you're trying to talk to somebody, an audience, you got to speak their language.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know the language of the past like that, like we do, because we kind of know a little bit about it. Like your average everyday person doesn't even know what the Constitution is, like what's in it.
I know how to come hither.
Yeah. Come hither. Yeah,
that's about it.
That's like something out of the Bible, ain't it?
No, it's like come hither,
stay out. Nah, they didn't even talk like that then. That's just out of the our translation of the Bible.
I said something about I'm glad gas prices are so high because it don't take me as long to put $20 in no more today.
That is
you know what somebody said, though? Somebody said silver lining level expert.
No, that's the equivalent of going to a restaurant and ordering a whole pizza, getting half the pizza, and be like, yeah, I'm glad I didn't have to carry a whole pizza.
No, man, it's yeah, that team, but it's like going to the grocery store and they got the prices marked up and they're like, it's on sale for this much, and that's really what it was a week ago.
Yeah.
And it's just a trick. Yeah, it's bullshit.
Have you ever thought about getting a gaming computer yet?
I got into it. The only reason I would is for, like, mass games. Like, Civilization Revolution.
Yeah.
That is my shit. Yeah.
Is it on the game? You can't buy it on here.
There is a version for the Xbox that I got the moment it came out, and I have played into the dirt.
You know,
but it is a very dumbed-down version of the game.
Huh.
They can't put all that on there because you only got so many buttons on your Xbox controller.
Right. You remember Cyberpunk?
Yes.
That they were supposed to come out with, and everybody's like, it is a total screw job.
Yeah,
like,
they did terrible on it. Yeah, it was bull.
And they had high hopes.
Yeah, they had. It was like nowhere near what mm-hmm. The funnest game I remember playing, we played together back in the day, was Underground 2.
Tony Hawk's Underground 2?
No.
Need for Speed.
Underground 2.
Because yes, it was that come out at the time when Fast and the Furious and all that stuff come out.
So man, don't you remember those days where there was like two Fast and Furious?
I mean, yeah, I remember.
Like everything.
I remember when there was one.
Too Fast, Too Furious came out. That was my because they had the Dodges that come out of the garage and like bulldozed everything. But
I'm talking about like just before all this stuff when we was all still just
ignorant.
And
take me back to the good old day.
Now we sound old. Don't say that,
motherfucker. We is old. We ain't
man,
young.
You know, 9/11 was 20 years ago.
Don't say that.
Dude, we was in ninth grade. Don't say that. Like, you got...
It was 20 years ago, man. And people already done forgot about it.
Dude,
there's people now that are almost... that are adults that were born after 9/11.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. I still think, like, 2000s are, like, 5 years ago in my mind. Like,
well, here's the thing. Here's how I do. I'm ready to move on.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as something's over with, I'm moving on to the next phase.
Definitely.
You know? I'm ready to go. Ready to go. You remember the day of we graduated, and I was like, remember back in high school? He's like, Cody was standing there. He's like, what are you talking about back in high school? Like, we just graduated. I'm like, it's over with, bro.
I think it was that summer we were talking, like, down at the river or something.
No, it was the night we graduated. We was hanging out, and I was like, you remember back in high school?
You being an ass.
That's just
dad jokes is exactly what that is.
But no, that was just me moving on.
That's like somebody, like I've that's been, like you're like kings for New Year's when you say, hey, you ain't taking a bath since last year. Go wash your, that's you.
What? Yeah. That's pretty much.
I know.
But you're like, what do you mean back in high school? It was just like 5 days ago. It's over with, bro. It's over with. You got to get a job.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I was about to say, man. That was like, you know, you're always looking forward to that in school, but now, man, that was the most crucial like time of your life. Like, you just, your life went from relying on people to
nothing.
It's you now.
Now you get to watch your kids do it.
Yeah. But I'm a little...
Me yeah, but you ain't going to do it like your parents did. You ain't that type of person.
No, not for the most part, but I am. I'm at the same time.
No, you ain't.
No, I'm not.
You softy, man.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like, get out of my house. You know, who cares if you live in your ditch? You know, I don't care if you're nineteen years old, staying in the hospital with nobody going to give you any medicine. No, I'm not going to be like that to my kids.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, you're.
That's just.
I mean, that seems like pretty decency.
Yeah, who cares if he dies? You know, like, I'm not going to do that to my kids. No, I'm not that type of person.
Yeah, they're in there like, Elliot ain't ate for like 10 days. I think something's wrong.
Bring your pillow to the ditch.
Yeah.
He's out there and looks like a skeleton, like just barely hanging on. I think we need to bring him to the hospital.
But, you know,
now.
We
in
all.
High school, Elliot always looked like a skeleton barely hanging on.
But
we all make mistakes. We all make mistakes, you know.
He didn't got fat now.
I think he just called you a fat ass.
I'm 180 now. About 178, 180.
We were in that's the same right pant size.
It's your right leg. Yep. What you weigh?
340.
What was you when you had surgery?
Way too much.
You don't want to tell me, do you?
Foam.
Foam?
Foam, yeah, basically. I was flubber.
Mm. He's going out like that guy that's like 1,000 pounds where they had to lift him up because his head was like
a sumo wrestler, but I was definitely fishing.
And then, he started crushing him, was killing him.
Hey, Wiz, let me tell you something. Man. Wiz,
400 plus did that to you too.
My brother, man, one time he was like, my chest is hurting.
Well, your brother's
just got done
same
eating
way.
Like four cheeseburgers, huh?
Your brother's about the same way. Look, dude, we had that little stick. Remember that pickup stick that we had that your dad used to have? He was sitting in the chair and
I still got one.
He's like, he had the chair. I leaned it all the way over. I'm like, I said, why don't you just get up and get it? He's like,
It's funny that way, man.
Yeah, he kept scooching it over and scooching it over. Like, it's just like a
little
bit of
time.
He had
the arm broke on that chair.
Because of that?
The arm was broken from leaning over like that.
I was just sitting there watching like... Hey, what are you going? I could have got it to him too. I was just going to see how far this whole thing could happen, you know.
Oh, he was relentless. As long as he has peanut butter and bananas.
Your dad was the same way. Yeah.
I was talking about
me or you.
I was talking about
my dad. No, you was doing that.
Yeah.
I was talking about you when you
like
was.
Like I said, I still got one.
Man,
that was a good times. Is that another knife? What about it? Oh, let me see it. We'll close it.
It's
first.
Like a little fun fact segments in the thing. Like, all of a sudden, you just break out a knife. Like,
fun fact.
Knife?
It's a compression lock.
No knife.
Like, you see on the front, there's nothing to unlock it with. It's all right here. And you just squeeze it and check.
Fun fact, Cody has another knife.
I mean, there's a plural on that. Like,
knives.
Go back to that one.
You sharpen your own knives?
I do.
What do you sharpen with?
Depends on what I'm sharpening.
I've seen this guy. Yeah, it's different knives. Are, you know, they got different.
That one with the mirror finish. That song was pretty. Is that one got a mirror finish too?
Some of it's kind of polished, but it's still kind of. Satin,
but that one, finish. That one with the actual mirror finish.
That's hard to do.
This guy,
that was not easy.
We had this guy come in art class. I think we talked about it here before. I'm not sure. But anyway, he made his own stuff, his own sharpening ointment. And what he did is he had his 2x4.
Compound.
It was like called white lightning or something. I don't know. He would like do it on a piece of leather.
I get to show you that?
Yeah, you showed me that.
Oh, okay.
Is that the. Well, which one is that one? No, you haven't shown me that one. Is that double sided?
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's awesome.
Huh. That's yeah, hold that. On. That's that. What's
the one I showed you.
Yeah, what's the name of that one?
The Paragon Warlock.
Yeah, that's right. You showed me on the video.
Mm-hmm.
That's you said that's your baby.
Look. See those two buttons over there? Push them, squeeze them to open it. And it just...
I got you.
Yep.
It's done by gravity or something.
Yeah, it's a gravity knife. Make sure the clip's towards your fingers.
What do you mean?
The pocket clip. Make sure it's pointed towards your fingers. Because that's the way it opens up.
Oh, I got something I was going to say to you.
What'd you say?
I'm going to take you down a rabbit hole.
Oh, hit me with a rabbit hole.
I asked you before, one of the last ones, do you believe in witchcraft happening in the government?
I do.
And you said, that's a whole other rabbit hole. We got to go down on
that. I don't think you said witchcraft happening in the
government. Or black magic. I might have said black magic.
I see that. I believe there's some dark stuff. I don't necessarily believe it's witchcraft, because I don't necessarily believe witchcraft is dark stuff. But
yeah. It depends on what kind of witch you are.
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, that's some whole other.
I think there's some branches off into it, like
Adrenochrome.
Hey,
let's go that far.
I might get somebody over there to talk to you about it.
Who?
Jamie.
Oh yeah. Well, she does. Yeah, she was a witch. She is a witch, ain't she?
I mean,
Kind of like a witch.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah, man. That actually sounds, I mean, that's what we're doing, right? Getting everybody's opinion.
Yeah. Ooh, can you still be around her, though?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, she's your ex-wife.
Yeah. She's also a human.
Yeah. I didn't know how your wife
business,
about
man.
It.
This is business. It's different.
Yeah, but I couldn't have my ex on here. You know, that's a big difference.
Your ex is batshit crazy.
Yeah. I mean, if you wanted to, like.
Let's have your ex on here.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
She'd be like, well, that was our device.
Be glad you never met her.
That bad, huh?
Oh, dude. Did I tell you? Did I explain? Okay. I didn't say nothing about her?
Nope.
Okay. We had chicken. Me and Daniel had chickens, right?
Okay.
We had about 20 of them or so. They were babies. I say babies. They were, you know, half grown. They wasn't just quite laying yet.
Okay.
But they were holding up, you know, still cute.
Yeah.
Well,
still wantable.
I had a band. What's it called? A
rubber band, man?
It was, yeah, but it was a bungee cord.
Bungee cord that I hooked the door shut. I got a little kennel out there. Well, I hooked it, and it was already half dry rotted. I knew it was going to break at any time. Just, you know. Well, I went over there. I was like, I seen it wasn't shut, and I looked at it. I was like, bro, I said, hey, this break? She said, no, it was already like that. I knew.
Like it just happened.
Yeah, I knew for a fact she did it. Like knew it,
but it's like, but thing
but
is,
you lied about
it was
that.
Like, it was like that with everything.
Yeah,
but
about everything. Like lie. Look, we was on.
That sounds like just awesome
man.
People.
Look, we was on the way to the casino.
Hey, man. Somebody
we knew that we knew we was gonna go to the casino actually for a long time.
Yeah, for a while.
But we was pinpointed it 2 weeks ahead. Yeah. You know, this is where we're going this day to the beach.
You know, we talked about it for a while. We're like, you know, we're going to go, we're planning this trip. Well, you know, we got a date closer to it, you know.
Okay.
So. She's like, I didn't get my license. Halfway there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when she told us. My wife was like.
What? No, I was like,
mad.
I was like that too, man. Like
mad. So she did use the old one, but she didn't go the. Second time we went that night. We stayed there until probably like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
She didn't go.
We had
like
time,
y'all
even
stay at the hotel.
Dude, we was at the casino. I have an uncle that's down there.
Yeah,
that
we stayed there at his house. Which he's cool. Like he ain't got nobody stayed. I had free extra rooms.
Yeah,
I think we had breakfast the next day. I mean,
bed and breakfast.
And then he's a mechanic. And thing is, he's been paralyzed since he was like 18. And he did it all in the wheelchair, man. He built this badass 69 Mustang. Like, just built it. He knows anything, you know, like, Thornells don't have nothing on him.
Oh, I believe it.
He knows the books, like,
he's
the old
cool to
books.
Talk to.
He's cool to talk to. And he had this house built.
Yeah, that house.
Wheelchair accessible, but it's nice and it's big.
He built that whole house, didn't he?
Yeah, well, he didn't build it, but he had it built. You know, he designed it or whatever.
Yeah.
But he has extra bedrooms just for that because he's just. You know, it's by itself.
Hell
and
yeah.
What'd your grandma say about you getting divorced?
My grandma?
Yeah. Your granny. You're the one that talks like this right here is real sweet.
And I ain't seen her since then.
Really?
I need to go see her.
God, dog. That's been, what, 5 years ago? Four years ago? Yeah, you probably should go give her.
No. I've seen her since then. No. But it's not since the divorce.
Oh, since
though.
Your divorce.
Yeah,
okay.
I haven't seen her since the divorce.
Okay.
Now I've seen some of my other family.
Yeah.
But... Not a Meridian.
Yeah, it's a... That was a nice place to stay, though. And then he had, like, the way he looked on it was like mountains. I mean...
Yeah, man. It was like off the side of the back of a hill, and
yeah,
he's just rolling.
It was real pretty. Real pretty. And his grandma was real nice, but she makes, like, does quilts, and she charged, like, $400 or $500
quilt. She's... Okay, she's never had a driver's license. Never. Never drove a car. And she's like this tall.
Yeah, seriously.
And like my grandpa built the house for her. Like we worked on it. Like I even got a little taste of that back when I was little, like on the farm and stuff. I remember it all. It was they picked their own food and she cans and stuff. And man, she gets like blue ribbons from the state, man.
Yeah,
like
definitely.
Style. Yeah.
Well, she's an old lady.
Great Depression style.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But that's just the way she's always
There's
been.
There's no
she's
telling
still
how
like
much money
today.
She has in her bank.
Oh man, she's so cheap. She thinks like. Because she's from that time, you know. She doesn't understand that $100 is like a dollar back then, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
100%.
So then every time she went, and the thing is, like, if you give her money for Christmas, it might be $20. Man, she's ecstatic. She just thinks it's so much money.
Oh, my
gosh. She's like, wow, yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because she ain't out in the world like us. She's just there.
I understand.
The nicest woman you'll ever meet, though.
Yeah, no doubt. That's what I love about my grandma.
Mm-hmm. She, you know, she was losing, starting, when you remember when she was starting to lose her mind? And, she, but she was like, she remembered me for some reason. She's like, come give grandma a hug. Come give grandma a hug. Every time I seen her, like, I don't even think she remembered my name. Like,
that woman was something else.
Man, I had another grandma, my other grandma on my dad's side. She's dead now, but before she died, it was after my dad had passed. And me and my dad are like almost identical looking to each other. And
about your brother?
No, I look more like him than he does.
Then,
and act like him. I act like him too.
Y'all are
like
twins. You can tell. Y'all look alike.
Yeah, but we don't look alike though. I mean, it's not.
Y'all look alike.
There's differences.
y'all look alike.
We don't look alike, especially not right now.
Y'all don't like y'all look alike, but if you're the average Joe that ain't got twins and says, "Hey,"
of course.
Yeah, y'all look alike.
Hi, I'm Joe.
Okay, but anyway,
I thought about myself. I'm Joe.
She was getting old, and this is way far off from video games, but we. We were
video games.
That's where we started at.
What's up? Go ahead.
Anyway, she was she started losing her mind and stuff, and she had a real bad eyesight. And when I walked in, it was the last time I seen her before she passed. And she was like calling me by my dad's name, thinking I was him. And I had to sit there and tell her, you know, I'm not him. He's, you know.
She thought she was your dad.
Yeah, and man, she started crying. You know, and it was just the worst thing ever.
How old was she when she died?
Not too sure. I think she was like 90, maybe.
Huh.
She was the same way though. She was raised like that, like mother grandma.
I don't miss your mama's cooking though. Ugh. Dude,
I would love it. I love so much.
It was like Saturday. You'd go over there. You wake up in the morning. You hungry? Yeah. You walk over there. You got chocolate biscuits, and tomato biscuits. I'm saying dude, like tomato gravy. Yeah. You got fried eggs. Scrambled eggs, sausage, fried bologna.
That's how my mama is.
Bacon.
That's how she was growing up. That's what we should be, man.
And you know what? None of it was left over. And I'm talking about probably one of them big square trays.
So say she cooked for an army every time she cooked.
Yeah. But it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Man. That's a lot of people don't know how to do that no more, though.
Just, a lot of people know how to do it. They just don't put their heart and soul into it.
Yeah.
They
don't feel like it. Who don't feel like cooking?
Well, it's not even that. Like, the people who did that type of cooking for a lot of people had to have a passion for feeding a lot of people.
Yeah, you got to love cooking, too.
Not just do it for the money making. Because, one, there ain't enough money in it. Two, it is such a labor of love.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's hours and hours and hours
of
working,
man. You know.
And measurements. It's not dumb stuff.
And to me, women do it better than anybody.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, prep work. And then the cleanup.
Well, the cleanup, bro, that's slang and bang. Let's get her done.
Yeah, I know. But still, all together, though, it's a lot of work.
It is. Leading up to something in the night of, it's definitely a pain.
And then you're sitting there and feeding everybody.
I don't miss that part of it, for sure. Being the strong back.
Man.
Carrying them, what were they called? Not sternos, but
big silver trays. Or
no, the big ones that kept the food warm. Where you slide in the metal trays.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Wasn't it like some, it was kind of like a cooler, but
that's exactly what it is, like a Yeti.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. It was all right.
I remember we got pulled over, and she's like, go fast.
Yeah, we were late.
I know, she left at, what was it, what was that? It's dressing in the stove.
Mm.
You remember that one?
Trying not to burn it.
Yeah. And
wasn't it for Baldor?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when we was feeding them all the shifts. That stuff sucked because you got to feed all three shifts.
And that's when you had the C-10.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't go to jail.
That's when you remember me, you and Nick, mm-hmm. at the end of Beatty Road in the C-10, cut out across the field because I couldn't slow down as fast as I was going.
Dude.
They had way more motor than it did brakes.
Yeah.
I was sitting there like, you're not going to be able to stop. I already knew. I think he was like 130 by the time he got to
coming
the end.
Coming down the bottom of that hill.
Man. Yeah, you got to be careful, man. Sometimes you misjudge that shit, dude.
Oh, I did. I did very much so. We went out through, I was sideways driving out my passenger window. Like,
my brother drove his truck into a pond.
I should have.
Here recently.
Times. Somebody's pulling up in my driveway. I have no idea who that is. Dang, he just dropped that. I got a, what was that thing that I had? Some kind of multi, that Amazon just dropped something off.
The multi-power strip?
Yeah. What are you looking up over there? Oh, well, bring your mic to you. I'm recording.
My bad.
You didn't even know that, did you?
Nope.
That's cool stuff.
Yes, sir. So how was supper?
Oh, man. Spaghetti. I see why you're getting bigger.
I see why you're getting fat. You
got a woman that can
cook, man. And she cooks. She yeah, don't, man, I don't know night, if I necessarily man. Can, but she but, does. I mean, she cooks
every Is it edible?
Every Is it? Edible? Yeah.
Then you can't bitch about that.
No.
It's more than edible. I know food. That's some good food, man.
Yeah.
Well, a lot better than a lot of people eat. Some think? People just like, here's your TV dinner.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Yeah, that's horrible. But, yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, it's okay to have a TV dinner. I mean, it's nothing wrong with it, but every meal?
Every meal.
I don't think I'm going to be lunch breaking it with it.
No, yeah. Man. It takes like two of them to fill you up.
Yeah. Well, it used to. Not anymore.
They got them Hungry Mans. They're pretty big.
Yeah.
So what's interesting over there, Cody? I know you got your mind ain't full throttle going today.
No, it's definitely not. It's definitely not. This weather's been jacking me all up.
Yeah, they got the tornado. Dang, you about broke it.
I just dinged on it a little bit.
He hit it with a ting ting.
The tornado, you know.
Ting ting. Ooh, ow. Look at that! You about took the whole table out.
Dude. I hope everything's still working.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
Man.
Dude, I just, like... Hey, that's that.
Suiting, yeah.
Maybe I need to check. Yeah. It's working, I believe. Yeah.
Is it recording?
Yeah. What are you looking for? What are you looking at?
I was looking at his ratings. Apparently, they're...
So, what are they? What's the ratings?
I don't know. That's Biden's what I was ratings. Watching that video about...
Oh, it was a, what, 27?
Dude, and that's like rigged numbers. You know those polls like always ask more Democrats than they did Republicans, or, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, regardless, I don't they're know if anybody's got and, much to get
They're
going to
go out there and pick the dumbest looking dude.
His approval is 37%.
Oh, Biden.
His approval is 37%. His disapproval is 56%, and no opinion is 7%.
So no opinion is bad.
I mean, no, that means they don't give a damn.
That's like, I mean, that's, yeah. No, that's bad, dude. Like 50, what would you say, how much
56%
disapproval. 56%
disapproval.
That is bad.
Yeah, but that's what they had, what,
no,
Trump
that's
had,
bad.
Wasn't it?
That's nobody gets that normally, except for like.
I don't think Trump ever got that bad.
Trump had high approval ratings. What are you talking about?
Not always.
Okay, if they were real numbers, he would have had real, he would have had high approval ratings.
Yeah, but you act like we're playing with real numbers as a possibility.
But the thing is, right now,
these
it works.
Ain't real numbers.
But it works. So, yeah, they
we're living in a fake world right now.
So, man, it's probably somewhere around like 10% of approval rating.
Yeah.
I bet it's lower than that.
I bet it is, Steve. I mean, out of the six people that showed up at his rallies, there's probably one of them that still approves of him.
Yes. Because that is true. That dude couldn't even fill up nothing.
Yeah.
You know that's why they did that, though. Because of the COVID. That was the whole COVID. Because they knew they couldn't get nobody there.
Yeah. For sure.
Like, then you ask anybody, it's because we don't worship him. I'm like, really?
I mean,
that's what really?
Sound like, too.
You shouldn't worship anybody.
No,
but
you know, you got
a
leader.
You don't have to hate them either.
Well, you got to be careful not to worship the people that you're rooting for either. Like on our side, you know, like Trump and like they're still human.
But
they
you still,
still
gotta have a leader,
up, yeah.
You know, that you're proud of. You know,
oh, you
that,
still, yeah, you gotta have.
But that you're proud of that. That dude can't even walk upstairs, man. Seriously,
I mean,
he sits right
because I don't think I could make it up that flight of stairs, get in the airplane, just trying to hustle up there one time. But
arms like old Cornholio. Beavis and Butthead, and he's just sitting there like this.
That was crazy.
And they're like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah,
you've never seen somebody shit their pants.
What was that on?
It was
on CNN.
It was on a live.
He was shitting his diapers. What he was doing?
Yeah, I think that's what he was doing. You know, if you watch Alex Jones, he said he's flatulating himself. Do you remember when Alex Jones said that?
I mean, have you ever seen?
He said, and he laughs about it. And he loves the staff cleaning it off of him. That's what Alex Jones said. I'm just telling you what he said.
Alex Jones says a lot of things. The problem is a
bring
lot
that mic
stuff,
to you a little bit.
The problem is a lot of that stuff is something that's actually coming true now, and that's kind of scary.
So you mean like Alex Jones is right?
Yeah, the Alex Jones right tip jar. That could be that little glass right there.
Yeah.
I get that, but what I'm saying is you think him actually crapping himself at 3 o'clock in the morning in the White House making the staff clean it up, he enjoys that?
Oh, yeah. I think he's that type of person.
The fuck?
He molests little kids. What other kind of crazy shit does he like doing?
I don't know, but that's hard leap to take, you know, from molesting kids to a scat fetish. I don't know. That's
I don't know, man. Once you go across that threshold, just anything's possible.
Yep, but I feel like, you know, that if that
when you lose your humanity, door, I don't feel like you lose your humanity by going past that. So, I mean, if he likes playing in his own duty, then or other people playing in his duty for him and get some amusement out of that.
When he come out, my butt's been wiped.
Yeah,
I don't even know if he said that, but
I mean, what if really what's going on, like that random stuff, is really like him shitting himself and he's just sitting there laughing and enjoying, like it's warm. Yeah,
I think that would be the biggest conspiracy theory. No, I just think he's mental. Like he has moments where he's like loading.
Oh yeah, no, for sure, so, for sure. He's got something going on where he's not.
But once you made it to that age, you're not firing on our cylinders no matter how it goes. So, I mean, that's kind of overall, which, I mean, I got to give Trump, he's spry for his age.
Dude, he don't even look like he's what? So, what how old is he now, 76?
I'm not even worried about his looking. I'm worried about his actually functioning.
That's like what I'm saying. Like, yes. he works, he functions, his brain still fires just like that.
He could look like Father Time for all I care. But
he doesn't, man. He honestly looks younger.
Yeah, but when you got a wife like his, I look young as I could for as long as I could. she is pretty.
Dude, and
pretty.
The thing about this, she ain't just pretty. She is smart. Like,
and sexy.
Way smarter than any of us would be able to handle.
And hot. You stick to the smart stuff. I'm a.
Man, I like those. I've been trying those. Those are pretty nice, man. I like those.
They are. Those are pretty all right. They've helped me more than I thought they would. Like, my old lady got started on, and she's down. Like, I think she's been 2 days now.
I said something about going to Mexico to somebody today, and they're like, oh, no, I've heard some horror stories about Mexico going to the, you know.
I've always heard some horror stories.
And he's like, dude, they get a facelift, and their head rots off.
That's retarded.
I'm just saying, that's how
here's
bad
the thing,
it was.
These guys are trained just like we are, or just like they are here.
Yeah.
It's just they don't have the red tape to hop through, to hump through, to get through, to get through, to go through, to go through.
It's fail
not paying a jacked up exorbitant expense towards actually doing something. Everything you got covers all their bases, and what he puts in his pocket, bam. That's a transaction I can handle. I don't need all the bureaucracy to go with it.
I guess.
From a point of view of I did it, I recommend it. 100%. I've had surgery in the States, and I've had surgery in Mexico, and I would take a
but because they don't have the regulation like we got.
That's what I understand. But still, it's bad. It's bad.
That's bad whenever you'd rather
but
go there
here's
than
the thing.
Here.
Like, you can go to the store down there on the corner and buy codeine, but people aren't abusing that. Now, granted, it's not codeine, like hydrocodone. It's not quite the same thing, but it is something that if you have like a toothache going on, you can regulate your own pain.
Yeah.
It's a trust system more than anything.
Well, I think it's kind of the thing, like, you know how a kid, when you tell them not to do something, what are they going to do? They're going to do what you just told them not to do.
Yeah.
It's a rebellious thing. It's just human nature.
Well, get the shot.
That's retarded again.
Yeah, you see how that worked there? They told try to tell you to get the shot, and now we're like, no, we're not getting the shot.
Some of them did.
Well, yeah, that's because those are the mentally retarded
kids. I'm gonna tell you something real. Something's finna pop off in Canada.
They are
getting bad. Like, and they're like Trudeau hit some girl today in the middle of the.
I missed that.
Yeah, elbowed some woman and grabbed her.
Yeah, it's starting to escalate.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Good.
And they're like, he's like, I didn't mean to.
Peaceful protest for the win.
Or curtail. Castro's kid,
but man,
Trudeau.
But you notice that whenever we protest like that, it's a problem. When they ride in loot buildings,
no.
I'm talking about
looking at this the wrong way.
I know that. I know
they
what you're
protest
saying.
For destruction. We protest for purpose, and literally, we had the people on our side that were actually like, you know, a lifeblood.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's a problem. It's
I know
legit
that's
a
what
problem.
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Their stuff is just for distraction, but we're actually messing with their pocketbooks, and that's whenever. Yeah, and it's just,
but it's a problem for them is whenever it's they present it as a worldwide problem.
But the thing is, they done got caught in a lie like they've been doing. Because they were like, it's peaceful, it's peaceful, it's peaceful. And now everybody's like, yeah, y'all are full of shit.
Oh, no.
And now it's like doing stuff, and everybody's like, no, it's peaceful, it's peaceful.
The,
remember?
The best one was when, like, they're just having a peaceful protest, and there's mostly, a fire behind
peaceful.
Them.
Mostly peaceful protests.
Most, and there's a freaking fire blaze going on, a building on fire.
Cars on fire. It's peaceful.
Good times.
Well, you got to work a narrative, homie.
What a...
But that thing about it is, when you lie like that, you eventually get caught in your own web.
Here's the problem. I know, what if they don't care about getting caught?
I'm not talking about getting caught. I'm talking about you get tangled up in your own stuff. And that's what we're kind of... I mean... It's going to happen, man.
Boy, they make the lie with their own stuff. Like when you make the lie with your own web, you don't care if you get caught.
I'm saying you eventually can't lie anymore because you're running into your other lies.
Hopefully by then you done built all the people that want to believe your lies.
I don't think they did that.
But like, you remember that? That was 3 days ago. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
That's something they don't think you people got any memory at all. For a long time, we didn't, but a lot of people, they don't think have memory about anything.
It's not that. You get so used to flipping through stuff, you don't care. And then, like, when you see it, you're just like, bloop, bloop, okay, that's done.
You keep hope minimum. Like, have you ever heard, what's the...
keep hope minimum?
Yeah. Like, look, what's the theory? I can't remember what's called. Something rat lab theory, something. But where this guy, back in the day, did an experiment where he took rats and he would put them in water.
Okay, yeah.
To the point where they couldn't get out.
Yeah.
And usually around 13, 15 minutes, they would just eventually give up, and they would drown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, he took rats that were about to drown, and all of a sudden, right as they were giving up, he would reach his hand in and give them a way to climb out. Okay. So they took those same rats that he had given the hand to climb out, and he put them back in there. This time, they swam for up to 60 hours, nonstop.
Waiting really? For the hand to come down.
Because they had hope that the hand was going to come save them.
Yeah.
There you go.
Keep hope to a minimum.
Well, this ain't got nothing to do with hope anymore. It's got, I mean, this is affecting all of us individually. Like,
screw hope.
Yeah. Screw that. I'm ready to
make something.
I got a friend named Hope. Don't screw hope.
Make something happen.
Yeah.
No more hope. We're tired. Let's just go do it. Make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, you can hope in one hand and shit in the other, you know.
I mean, I prefer not to if I got the choice.
But I'm just saying, which one feel it faster, you know?
The monkeys.
Eventually something will happen. There's always, it may be 100 years from now, but.
I mean, there is, I mean, it's good to hope, you know.
Somewhat.
That's what kind of keeps us
human.
You can't
black pill yourself, but you got to understand where there's also realism, too. Like, you got to be real with it. So, it's hard to walk that line.
Well, that's where you know, that's where you got to just be in your own individual. Exactly. You got to make up your own mind about stuff, you know, and don't just make up your mind permanently. Like, you got it. The world's always changing.
Yeah.
You got to be able to you know,
realize
to
that you possibly might be an idiot.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that's, you know, that's a thing. That's how you learn that.
The more you know, the more you realize you don't know.
The people that always are like, oh, I'm right all the time. They're always going to be right. Always.
Those
are the dumbest people, man.
Don't know about you.
Yeah.
I love people telling me about me.
I'm sure you do.
Man, I mean, I didn't even know that.
What do I want? What don't I know? That's just true, though.
That's like Don Lemon talking about this. I know.
What was I saying?
I'm right.
Hey, you know, I said something about Don Lemon earlier. I watched that. I think at the beginning of the whole show.
Don Lemon, worst journalist of the year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I watched one, and he said, he tells some girl that was on his show that was raped by Bill Cosby, why didn't you bite his penis?
Yep, I remember that one.
Like, really?
Like I said, I like to hate watch that. Them and the Young Turks. The Young Turks are fun just because they are so absurd. It's unreal.
And they get so butthurt, too.
Like, yeah, definitely.
Over the slightest little, somebody comes in and proves their own, they just...
I'll say I like Jimmy Dore. Do you know who Jimmy Dore is?
Mm-mm.
Jimmy Dore used to be with the Young Turks, and now he's doing his own things because they had a falling out. But I like him.
I think that one's dead, man.
I don't necessarily agree with him, but I like him because I feel like I could sit down and actually talk to him And he's not scared to call out the bullshit about Trump when they call out on him, too. Like, he's not a fan of Trump.
Yeah.
But he's not, are y'all idiots? Look at this. Like, I can see this is not true. So he's not scared of that at all.
Why is he still having rallies?
Who, Trump?
Yeah.
He's keeping his fan base. He thoroughly plans on running, I feel.
100%. Something.
Yeah. You notice how everybody's still listening to him, though?
Well, yeah.
Like, is it, in general. I'm not saying in general. I'm saying, like, in general, like, the trend and, like, just like when he goes and endorses a candidate or something like that.
Yeah, but you're taking endorsements from a guy you don't even know is going to be president yet. But now, he said on the golf course the other day he's going to be the 45th and 47th. Yeah. But I thoroughly think he plans on running again. And I'm not saying he's not going
to
win.
I think he needs to just have one term just given to him because that was bull.
Say that. Like, he's got to earn it.
I mean, he did earn it, man. He put up with everything they can throw at him. I mean, could you have done that? Would you have gone to jail?
No, but I wouldn't run for it.
You don't think they would have found something in your past?
I guarantee they would. That's why I don't run for president.
That's what I'm saying.
I know better.
I would.
He threw his hat in that ring willingly.
I knew, and he did, and he went through it, and he come out on top.
Cool. He's in the middle of it now, though.
Oh, yeah, but he's going strong with it, so yeah. I mean, you got to give it that. He ain't just whiffs out.
No, he's not giving up. He ain't. It's but anything made him stronger.
You've also got people who are just absolutely, like, sycophant for Trump, and I don't agree with that because he's not perfect. He's not.
No, yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. You can't worship him.
But he has, I feel like, a moral compass that actually, you know, points north. And is not just spinning like on a magnetic merry-go-round.
Just making shit up, as most of them politicians do, while they get paid by somebody under the table just to push whoever's paying them the most.
And they don't even know what the hell they're talking about half the time. They're just repeating what they got told.
I bet it. Whatever they're talking about sounds like dollar signs.
I'm good.
That's all they're worried about.
Puppet strings, man. Puppet strings.
Joe Biden, man, he's got him everywhere. He can't even move. He's just, like, stretched out like that's that.
Yes. Man. That's what I was saying. Like, he's going to just...
You think it's actually more... Like, I get...
Yes. No, dude. He's got China. We've got to worry about it. You know that. He's got Ukraine and all that stuff. He's got the freaking mob. You know, the cartel and stuff. They were working with him, man.
But do you really think this is literally like people behind him controlling him, or more of he's just getting that money people over the years and now he gets to pay back all
those? That's what I'm saying. He's got to pay them all back, and he can't do it.
Here's what I think.
He's attempting to. He's doing a pretty good job.
Well, he's lost his brain, so he can't do that.
When he ran, he was talking about Trump. He said, I don't know why he just don't act like a president. That's what he said.
I mean, yeah.
And we're like,
everybody who heard that wanted to hear it one way heard it as, yeah, why doesn't he do that? And everybody who's listening to it like you is like, yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, that's right. Why don't he just act like a president? I don't want nobody just to act like a president. I want you to be a fucking president. You know what I mean? That's the difference.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Be
on,
a real man. One. But, I mean, the only thing I'm upset about, man...
I wish Trump would have took him behind the woodshed.
Yeah, it still me.
Behind the gym or whatever.
The only thing I'm mad about is gas.
There's only one thing?
Well, really, that affects me. Gas. And that's about it.
Yeah, so I'll just say grocery bills, man. I was going to say, you can't tell me you're happy about groceries.
Yeah, well, I'm not.
All right, dude. But, so I'll just say inflation.
Man, I noticed today in my car, I'm now paying twice as much as I did a year ago.
On your car,
in my car,
gas.
Yeah, it's twice as much. That's a lot, dude.
$75 to touch F, sir.
Dude, my diesel truck, $120 day.
But you got two tanks, right?
No, it's one big tank.
It's one single tank.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
$120.
And I was driving. I was filling my truck up for $50 a year ago.
Yeah, but I'm getting $120 to $50 for
dude,
diesel.
Yeah, it was $189 out on freaking Starful. I was going out there and getting diesel over there because you know it's always a little bit higher here in Columbus because of that dude that owns all of them, and he keeps all the market up. But that's what I was doing. I was going out there where all the truck drivers and stuff go and get my diesel. Yeah. And I mean, I got a picture of it. It was $189. Gas and diesel were the same price that day.
Wow.
Well, you remember when diesel used to be cheaper?
Diesel is a byproduct, ain't it? And that's what I've always heard.
Don't make me lie to you.
I don't know too much about it, but I think the whole process, you got to make diesel, and then just like make bank on it, basically.
It's a very strong possibility.
You got people.
Well, you know, we used to be just that red to off-road diesel, and then they went to
red
biodiesel shit, and I did that because all the like the tractors and stuff. Like if you got a farm, you don't you don't have to pay tax.
Yeah, you know, that's probably costing them out the ass right now. The farmers.
Off-road diesel, don't.
Yeah, the farmers, yeah. You know what else they do?
You don't think it runs that much, off-road diesel?
Well, listen, you got the farmers are getting squeezed right now. Who's buying up all the farmland in America right now?
Bill Gates.
In China.
China's buying it through, like, they want more for production than anything.
Yeah, I know, but they're still
They're still buying it.
Here's the problem. Dude, that's hurting us.
Most of the mineral rights are already sold to most of the land in the United States. So you might be buying the physical piece of property. They can come through a strip mine and they won't turn a heartbeat. You ever strike oil on it? Okay, somebody already owns that. Well, what's the point? You might own the physical land on it, but they are somebody who owns the rights.
It doesn't matter. I mean, that's part of our economy then that they're owning now.
Yeah.
And that's not good. That's not good at all.
It was never a vest or good just interest piece at all to be able
to
take it outside.
Well, they hate
it,
man. They don't like us.
Hell no.
Though with the Chinese Communist Party, some you know the Chinese people themselves are pretty good people, for the most part. They're just a lot of them are still, are, they're stuck in the system like that.
I think most people like the United States because we have a very arrogant air about us in the global scheme of things. And with that being said, most of your Americans who are ambassadors in that aspect that meet foreigners aren't necessarily great ambassadors.
That's usually somebody's cousin they got the job for.
Well, think about this. And I get, you know, when you come, you acclimate to where you're at, you know, that's cool. But we expect them to come to a new land, speak English. We literally are not compassionate about that at all.
No. We ought to be able to be, I mean, but, I'm all about making it easier for, like, as an immigrant to come here and learn laws and actually get taught the stuff
make
it as easy to assimilate as possible, because that's better for homogenous society than anything.
Homogenous.
When it's legally done the right way, it's good. That's what our country is built on, man.
Because you get the ones who are willing to work to get.
They're willing to work. Yeah, they're willing to work to get to a better
but
place.
What about the ambassadors? That's the type of people you want. Ambassadors.
The people that encounter, like, say, foreign whatever visitors to the United States. Aren't necessarily the greatest ambassadors of the United States. Most of us are kind of set in our ways and don't really accept foreigners. And when we do, it's because we have the nicest amongst us. And you got it in the South. Southern charm.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist even here any much anymore.
No.
You've got it with people you know, but it's not just random people you're going around. Oh, hey, sugar. No.
How you doing today? You know, the nicest place I've been to is over there where John lives at in Biloxi.
Man.
Their neighborhood is like...
No doubt.
We're legit nice to each other.
Gotta go to Savannah, Georgia area, but it's more expensive there. That's why. But
yep.
Nice. It's nice, man. It's so nice. And say it always seemed Florida is pretty nice. Yeah.
But you're saying that people don't want to come here because we're mean or whatever.
Didn't say that at all. Not even remotely close.
That's how I took out of it.
Basically, what I took out of it is the only nice people left here is this good old Southern folk.
That's not what I said at all either.
No, he was saying.
Like, I'm thinking, okay. Say you had somebody who was a foreign transplant that come from Ashley Sling Company from China to work long beside you.
Yeah.
Do you think you're the greatest representative of the United States to put in front of somebody
because
like
he'd
that?
Be out there.
Do I think that?
Yeah.
I know you think that, but
I need to look at this outside of yourself.
Every time the dude would mess up doing a splice or something, Elliot would be over there going, something wrong? Something wrong?
I'd be like, ching, chong, chong, ching, ching.
Exactly. That's what we're talking about.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, but they still crossing the border.
Yeah, that's bad, man. When you do it illegally like
that. I get what you're saying, but I just like throwing little zingers out there like, they're still coming here.
But the thing is, the illegals, man, that's not helping anybody except for those illegals. I mean, that's just hurting all of us.
Okay, you're saying if they come over here the correct way, it helps our country, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You're saying that too.
Oh, I'm thoroughly saying that, yeah.
Okay, cause... I'm 100% against it.
Just because we were saying it?
No.
Why?
You just don't want immigration. What happens whenever, like, we all get interbred and all become retards?
I just don't want it.
Wow, that went from one end of the spectrum to a where the hell did that come from really fast. Okay, so let me ask you this. If you have somebody in another country who's in, let's say, a straight-up dictatorship, brutal, 100%, being just absolutely vandalized
by the
government.
I don't live there.
That's cool. Shut up.
Okay.
So you're being just absolutely brutalized by the government. Don't you want some place to be a safe haven for that person? And if that person is legit good enough, morally sound enough, to want to realize that that is a bad environment. They want better for them and their future family. Isn't that somebody you would want to come here? Because they would take the American ideals and run with it.
Yeah.
Those would be some of the most proud people you've ever had.
You see them around here. I was just saying the people that come here legally are the proudest people around because they know what it's like.
I was just talking bullshit. Like, I don't want it, you know. Okay.
That's how you do.
Yeah, I know. I do believe them type of people should come. But I think they should be, like, it should be hard.
No, I didn't say it shouldn't be easy. I said it should be easier to get them.
You should be able to know if they're sitting there making up stuff to get in.
No, we were saying making it easier to get them assimilated, which means more process, more patriotic. Teach them our systems.
Assimilate to the American ways, like the ways of America. Not to bring all your problems with you. Kind of like when you move from California to Texas because you hate the way it is. Assimilate to Texas.
Yeah,
you don't have to change your beliefs. Just don't bring the bad problems you had from there with you and think it's going to be any better here.
Don't blue to Texas.
I mean, I don't care if it turns a little purple, whatever. Austin's weird as hell, but still, I don't care. That's on them. Just don't go down there thinking you're going to change the population and it's not going to end up being the place you just left.
But here's the problem.
Yeah, but what happens when you get a max influx of illegal immigrants in communities like that?
I mean, honestly, at this point, the people that you have flooding the corners are straight up either pure 100% malice or pure 100% good and saw the opportunity and couldn't afford it themselves. I mean, immigration is a very expensive process.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I'm talking
about... But you have so much, like, malintent on that, that it's... Man, you can't tell me there's not child trafficking 100% every day.
Oh, every single day.
Yeah.
Going through there.
100%.
But you got that weeded out, and you got these coyotes that are great at it, and they know what they're doing, and they use every bit of anybody's good judgment to their advantage.
Yeah, and you don't think
that. How do you balance that with what you want, what we're sitting here talking about, we want to happen? Because that is something that is so hard to work with because they use every little trick in the book with it, no matter how dirty, no matter how.
Well, Trump was doing it the right way. The first thing we got to do.
He's definitely doing it the better way, in my opinion.
Well, no, the first thing we got to do is establish the border and enhance the security on the border. That's a starting spot.
Yeah.
That's what he was doing. And then you come back because you're laying the framework for your new stuff, you know, and for better quality. Border Patrol agents and stuff and give them better equipment.
So what if I told you the wall was nothing but a cod piece?
I mean, it is. I know. It's just one part of it. I know.
No, it's literally just a show-off ornament. Like, look what I did. Because the wall...
It's also a mental thing, too.
Like, you can't open the floodgates. Even if we have, say, 100 to 150 coming across the border every day, that is... percentage of what we're dealing with now.
No, dude, yeah, there's
that was before Trump. Yeah. That was before Trump.
Right now, it's
like Obama still had issues with it, but they were just letting them through, and it still wasn't to that part.
It's gotten bad. All that caravan and stuff. You don't think they're here? They're up in here now.
Literally,
here.
Just reel it back to what y'all were okay with 10 years ago. Like, just reel it back, and don't try to literally destroy the country as far as you can. I mean, even if you are doing it for votes, yeah. Okay, cool.
What if I told you they went back to that same?
But it's gotten to the point where it's like.
But you're bringing in a very religious people. You're bringing in a very culturally right wing people. Like, they're not. And it's not necessarily culturally like conservative right. It's a very conservative, not necessarily right wing. But they're just they're very observant people. They're very religious in general overall that exudes.
Well, that's usually the people that's going to do something.
It exudes itself in their whole life. In their lifestyle.
When you said go back to 10 years ago, like it was.
Just for immigration.
Okay, well, they did.
But it's an improvement. No, they just straight up took 10 years ago and hammered down.
You don't think Biden went back to 10 years ago, same thing Obama had in place?
He tripled what he did 10 years ago.
Well, yeah, you see that by the numbers coming in.
That's what I'm saying, reverting back 10 years ago.
And then you're sitting there putting the freaking Border Patrol's hands in handcuffs, basically. And sometimes literally for doing their job. I mean, you're sitting there. Imagine if you went to your job every day and you did your job and you did it right. And your boss man coming out and going, you're fired for doing your job.
I was looking for a job when I found this one.
But I'm saying, man, but a Border Patrol agent, I mean, you train and that's a career, man. Like, that's a life decision.
Well, if you're bilingual, you automatically pretty much got at least a shot.
Well, I know, but... It's dangerous too, and you don't 100%. Get that many. You don't get many people that want to just do that.
100%. And it's usually gotta be, you got a very honorable role in something like that, or you're just with malicious.
It's just like with a police officer and stuff. Yeah, it's just.
Yeah.
And just like any other place in humanity, there's gonna be a bad apple in there. Yeah. There's gonna be bad ones, and that's why you gotta have a continuous vetting program.
They're my friends.
You gotta keep your.
They be my friends.
The thing is, a lot of time in like
I'm dealing propane.
Local police, yeah.
Propane accessories.
In the police department, they kind of get lax on their training over the years. Like they don't go over the laws like they did in the academy. I'm talking about that. And like they need to go over the laws because a lot of police officers just don't know the laws like they're supposed to.
The left wing people want gangsta police officers.
You're an idiot.
I'm just telling you what I believe.
Hey. That's how we get the normies.
The normies? Yeah, no doubt. They officially just turned it off right there. And they never made it past the first gangster.
Gangsta. That's what kind of police I like.
I hear you.
Well, I mean,
you like the gangster police?
Hey, yeah. I've seen some around here dealing drugs.
I like the police that come up and are actually worried, and you actually make them feel better, and then they do their job, and they relax with you, too.
Yeah, I do, too. That's just me, boy.
Or the one that comes up to you and is, like, just real with you, like, hey, man.
You got some drugs?
Let's see. Just work with me. Don't just come up to the window and is like, being a jackass.
I've had asses, and I've had just amazing that should not have been in either case. However, you've had bad days at work.
Yeah.
You've had good days at work, and you might have caught at the worst possible moment. They just got some of the worst information they've ever got short of somebody's family death right before they saw you and pulled you over.
Oh, dude, I did something on the phone one day, and I didn't mean to.
So don't make their world or make their life any harder. Just let them do what they got to do and move on. If they got a shitty day and you get a ticket and you don't think you deserved it,
a lot of people just
shouldn't have been speeding.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You are breaking the law. That's what you got to come and realize, like, yep, I did it. I mean, you're not wrong. You can't just expect you to be any different than everybody else.
That's why I stay just tipping.
Oh, yeah.
Just enough. Yep. Have you ever had a policeman come up to you and ask you for drugs?
For drugs, or did I have drugs?
No, for drugs. Hey, y'all know where I can get some drugs?
No, Fed.
No, seriously.
That's like the dumbest thing you can do.
But hello, that fellow high schoolers.
Yeah. Okay, I was in Kmart parking lot at the time back then. And he was in a police car.
It wasn't a sheriff car, was it?
It may have been.
It wasn't your ex's baby mama or daddy, was it?
It may have been a sheriff.
I think it was him. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. He was watching your eyes.
I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah.
It may have been. But this was back.
Dummy. That'd been the perfect time for it.
No, it wasn't. He wasn't even in it then.
He was a sheriff.
No, not then.
Oh. Okay.
But it was I think it may have been a sheriff. I'm not sure. Anyways, he's like, hey, you know, I can get some drugs. I'm like, no.
yeah, man. Yeah, you think I'm going to tell you if I did?
At that time.
I would feel like you would know more than I would know.
Yeah. At that time, I was like, well, guys know?
The people that know it ain't going to tell you, and the people that tell you don't know it. So.
That's true. I got something I want to say. Remember when we was hunting and I heard a tree crack and I saw you walking up to
I might.
And I'll pull that mic to you a little bit.
I might.
And you walking up the side of the hill and I'm just totally interrupting me hunting. He's like just sheer terror on his face. He's like, I fell through the deer stand.
This is a whole lot of boy when gravity is involved, okay? I need you to understand that. Like, gravity is not my friend.
Man, good thing you wasn't an apple that fell on Isaac Newton, man. That motherfucker would have been dead.
I felt like a fat-ass apple that had fallen out of the tree.
Did you really fall through it, though? Like, you was just sitting there and it just
or
collapsed?
Did you fall out of
the edge where you walk in, the door gave out at the top of the ladder.
Oh, dang.
Oh, my God.
I fell through it, homie. Damn. It almost fell through me.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, I don't. You got to be careful and stuff like that.
I was just glad I didn't mess that 270 up.
Didn't it hit? Didn't the scope hit or something?
I mean, it hit, but it didn't mess it up. Like, it didn't take it off. It hit going through because it hit the ladder wrong.
And then I just walk
around.
I'm
allowed the boy to fit through a small hole.
Man.
And then I'm just walking around.
So, were you all the way up the ladder? Like, through the door?
I was stepping in, like, pulling myself up. Oh, yeah.
That would have been a surprise.
It was a
just like you just
experience, gone. I promise you. My sphincter tightened up to the point it was aerodynamic because I'm.
That motherfucker was whistling.
No, hell no. It was straight streamlined. Wasn't letting nothing whistle by.
Dude, I heard it. It sounded like a tree falling. I thought a tree fell.
Man.
And then I just saw him coming. He's like, I fell through the deer stand.
I mean, your hunt's over with.
At that point, yeah, because it was crack.
As soon as it started, man, yeah. we're just standing there at that point. And then I walk down, look a little bit. Glad, I heard boom. He's over there shooting.
I'm glad you're enjoying it, but you enjoy that story a lot more than I do.
Yeah, because it was freaking hilarious.
I don't agree. Man.
I know at the time it was scary. I agree.
At the time, hell, I don't want to go do it again.
Well, no.
All right, then. It's still scary.
Man, you'd be all right in our deer stands.
I mean, I don't care, man, if they got big boy approved. Them?
Look,
I
can, man, stay up. No, these things are like towers, man. You know, like, what else towers is
fat boy approved? The earth.
The ground.
Hey, man, shit ain't soft sometimes.
No, it ain't. You don't get no softer the higher you get away from it either.
No. Heck no. It's a lot harder.
Real quick. He shot like seven times.
It's
not times. So
much the fall, it's the sudden drop at the sudden, end that always gets you.
Sudden stop.
He shot so many times before he killed a deer, too.
Yeah, it was like three.
I sniped seven. I sniped two of them.
No, it was twice in one day. Then I shot the other one, and then we killed one out in Louisville.
Yeah.
I sniped two days last deer season in my ghillie suit.
You got a lot better since then. In your ghillie suit?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I thought you was propped up on one. I was like... Man, I've made some pretty cool shots before. I shot two does at one time before with one bullet. It was pretty cool.
Two does. Okay.
Yeah, so I didn't even know the one behind it was there.
How did you turn it into a time machine?
My bad. That's just my mumbling. And I shot actually three deer that day too. I shot the two does with one bullet, and there was a buck next to him.
Trying to have rocked skin through, man.
Processor, man.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
But I would never take my stuff out to Chris Herron's anymore.
No doubt. But like, that's something my father-in-law, he's got all the stuff to do, processing himself, and that's, we always get him to do them there. It's nice to make your own hamburger meat and get it ready to go.
Who?
Richard Ray.
He's got all that stuff?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Out in Phoebe.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Out in Phoebe.
Oh, Phoebe.
See, didn't you do yourself the other day? Your own deer? Or y'all still got it in the freezer?
Your own organ?
Yeah, we did our own stuff. But no. I lost like half my meat.
Because of where you took it at?
Yeah, I let them skin it, man. Mm-hmm. And they left, like, mud and guts and everything, and then there was, like, cut marks on the meat. And, man, I was so fucking mad.
Damn.
Yeah.
So take it mad, to work. Take it over there on Highway 12.
That's mm-hmm. Pittman's.
Your meat guarantee.
Yeah. They said they're doing pretty good. They got the little track.
They were rolling.
Man. I heard they've been doing good. You ever took your stuff up there to Hunter's Gold or had anything from Hunter's Gold?
I've had from Hunter's Gold. Dude, I ain't never taken
Adrian,
mine up there.
Adrian can cook now.
Yes.
That dude can cook some freaking... He's from South Africa.
Yes, there's also another Adrian that I like from South Africa. He designs knives called Adrian DeVeers.
Yeah.
Out of respect that of Black History.
Yeah, out of respect to Black History Month. Did you see that?
Yeah, did you see that, though?
How Elon Musk is the African-American of the year.
Yeah. No, I mean,
it's pretty bad, but I can't believe it. I was like, really? I didn't know he was from Africa.
Man.
Yep. Really?
Sure. Yeah.
He was born there. Yeah. So how did he get over here?
You know, that immigration deal?
Yeah. That thing where you legally come over here? Yeah, that's what happened.
He took my job.
But now you got Elon Musk. But that's the thing. Like, that's what you want. That's the people that will come and go through that will actually do it right is the top. And that's what you want. We're America. We're supposed to be the top.
Did you see that thing where, what was it? They had the electric cars over there at the White House. And they had Ford and somebody else. And they didn't invite Elon Musk at all. They're like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, this administration.
For the electric car.
He said this administration ain't too friendly.
It was a joke. It was an absolute joke.
You think so? Why didn't they invite him, though?
No, I think it's 100% a joke. Like, it's all a joke.
Oh, putting Ford and all them up there?
Yeah. Well, Elon Musk is the one on the cutting edge of it.
Elon Musk is the one that is wanting to be on the cutting edge. He's doing everything he can to maximize output.
Dude, the dude can land rockets back out of space better than NASA could. I mean, that's pretty good.
Put the money in the right place.
I know, but he can do it. I mean, he's the one coming out with it.
He's
got some good stuff. And
I don't know what to think about him.
Have you ever seen his flamethrower?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
Yes, it is awesome.
I built a knockoff one.
Really?
Oh, yes. Yes.
How?
He just,
runs off a little propane, a little blue propane tank.
You just got to know what to do, what to put together. It's really easy.
Put an orifice together and make it go, and it ain't hard at all.
How many flames you throw out?
Hey, I made it. You want me to tell you what I made it out of?
What?
A BMX bike. You know, the little pegs on the side of the metal pegs?
Yeah.
I made it out of one of those.
So how far can the flame shoot out on it?
Well, I mean, you can go anywhere from about 2 inches to about 3 to 4 foot.
Nice. That's a nice.
What's the one he's got, though? How far is it?
It's just like a torch. Yeah, it's like a heavy-duty hand torch. Like, you know, seeing the torches you hook to a 20-pound tank?
Yeah.
It's like one of those. Just
why
off.
Would he want to?
He just did it for fun. Oh, okay. I'm going
to
build
a You know, the boring company, the whole goal is everything he invents, he wants to pay for himself, and then so he wants the company to pay for itself. It's called the Boring Company.
Huh.
They started with hats. It's a pretty cool story. I'll look it up. But, yeah, that was one of his things he sold. He only sold like 1,000 of them. And some places it wasn't legal to sell them.
You know, like, he's 100% always involved with that company, too. Like,
yeah. Well, the thing is, he's always thinking ahead, like being the entrepreneur. That's what he's doing, man.
Yeah, that's the word. Kind of like Zuckerberg.
No, he ain't like Zuckerberg. That dude's a
he's a nut.
If he was a robot, he'd be a sex mannequin because he's... Just a little
sex man.
Don't do that again.
No, I ain't talking about no freaking. I ain't talking about no high dollar one. I'm talking about one that just
it's a cheap one.
No, cheap motherfucker. Okay, and then you know, all the homeboys down in the hood, they borrow it. They give it to each other, and he just stares at you with his eyes. Like,
throw it in a Prius in the homeless station.
Stick it in the booster seat.
My goodness.
Throw it in.
I mean, that's him. He's always you know,
sex mannequin. Just.
He's a little bitch.
Just like that, a little bitch. Yes. He is. But at the same time, he can always hack into anything he wants to in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he can, but he's got the money to pay somebody who can.
You remember the nerds? Well, they used to say the nerds run the world now. Like, yeah. I like Stifler's theory. You're still a nerd. You're still a geek. But I can still whip your ass. That's how...
You are a Stifler.
Yeah. Stifler's awesome. Stifler's awesome. I don't care what nobody says.
I rest my case.
He said, all right. He pulled it. What was it? They pulled it. Pulled him jet skis through there.
Yeah.
He's like,
they splashed us.
What? He's like, what do you mean? Why did you do that? He's like, they splashed us. All right, y'all. We're going to call it a night. It's been real. It's been fun. This is Ruthless Ed Talk. Holler at us at RuthlessEdTalk@gmail.com. And always remember to go check out Poor House Art. That's P-O-U-R House Art on Facebook at Poor House Art Sturgis. Yep, that's right.
Y'all be easy.